Time for our Friday poem now, and today it's none other than our own Warwick Hadfield. He's reading Country Football by Philip Hodgins.
The ellipse, Hindu symbol of fertility, is flanked by crowded cars, nosing up to the rails. It suckles like a sow. Inside the cars, voices report from significant, never been there places, Cadinia, Moorabbin, Windy Hill. Reflecting each other from the cusps, rise two-dimensional white cathedrals. Today they will be temples to apostasy, twice. Their entrances are guarded by clones, whose torches blaze pure white. From corrugated iron purgatory, many men feed out in lines like parachutists, limbs varnished with an intoxicating wake of eucalyptus oil. Landing near afflatus, they disperse into pairs of cryptic numerical combinations. But one, without a number, as resolutely white as the cue ball, omnipotent in a classical pose, holds aloft a red ellipse and whistles up a terrible trumpeting of car horns for this afternoon's do or die.
That's Country Football by Philip Hodgins and read there by our very own bard, Warwick Hadfield, bringing us the poetry.